This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
The deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Super D, you threw down the gauntlet today, opening the show with stories about sleep. That is so dangerous. Oh, you don't open a lively radio show and ask the folks to go right to sleep or teach them even.
You call that throwing down the gauntlet?
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as wanting listeners to pay attention.
Don't break a sweat, man. I mean, come on. No, look, sleep is important.
It is important.
You know what? Here's the thing. You couldn't have a lively radio show if you weren't getting good sleep.
Ooh, man, throw that in my face.
Right?
Nicely done. Right? You are getting good sleep. It must be the Ease Magnesium. Of which
I'll tell you what. I've learned another little trick to go along with it. I've been doing this for the last several nights.
Yes.
You ever use ambient noise for, like, relaxation and things of that nature?
Is that a drug, ambient noise?
No, it's not Ambien. It's ambient. No, check it out. I actually have started getting into learning about things like white noise and gray noise and red noise and green noise.
Seriously,
and stuff.
Are there colors of the noise rainbow?
There is.
There is.
I have learned this, and I've been using that for the last few nights, and I've been sleeping in like an extra hour or two in the morning. It's been weird because it just knocks me right out.
Dude, I did not expect that opening, and maybe that's why you wanted to open with this, because you've got new sound techniques to engage a deeper sleep. I like that.
Very cool.
I like it a lot. Well, you know, a lot about what we're opening with, and by the way, folks, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is our second day of the week as we kick off, you know, the 6 days of the week that we're on the air here on GCN. You know, I'm already tired just getting started. You know, sometimes, you know, you go into a Monday, you're tired. Yeah, I went on that bike ride the other day, which was great fun. And, you know, I think I was kind of wonky on the bike or something because my left lower back is seizing up. And I also think I'm magnesium deficient because I've been doing certain things to, basically deplete my minerals and not replenish them enough. So I just want to acknowledge, you know, what to do if you have something like, muscle spasms. I've been spraying on the Ease Magnesium. You can take the whole food magnesium orally as well, and you can get through it, no problem. But in terms of sleep, it's kind of interesting because that was a big part of your sleep disruption was the magnesium deficiencies. So before we go to all of the sleep solutions, it's interesting. Fox News has this article, Can't Get to Sleep? Lay off the drugs. Wow. Wait a second.
Isn't that bizarre? That's the whole reason why I grabbed that, because that's not what you would expect to see.
No, especially, you know, Fox News is like all the other major networks in terms of the majority of advertising coming from the drug industry. And to think that they would publish something like this, somebody's going to get slapped around a bit because, you know, you have to promote drugs. That's your reason for being. You know, your only reason to have shows is to have drug commercials in between them. So they're actually acknowledging, I guess the thing is, just like we've said, now that we're all Russians, you can't hide anything anymore. And the evidence that drug therapy for sleep is not good is just too overwhelming. And you talk about risks of addiction to these things, the damage to your brain, in fact, the fact that you need more of it, the psychotic episodes coming from it, and we're talking about things like Ambien, right? Not just Ambien, but there are other they call sedative hypnotics, benzodiazepines like Halcyon, and the non-benzodiazepines like Ambien, Lunesta, and Sonata. And you know, the acknowledgement now that this is a problematic issue. I think at one point, you know, they're talking, is it 10% or 15% of the people needing some form of drug just to go to sleep? It was ridiculous. And since there are so many other ways to go before you would ever have to resort to a drug, and you know, I acknowledge, and you know me, Super Don, I'm not the first, second, third, or fourth thing is not a drug. It's like way down the list. But if you've got, you know, deadly insomnia, in other words, you can die of not sleeping, maybe a drug can put you out, but it might also not result in the kind of regenerative sleep that would save you either. So there, you know, there's still questions out about even those insomnia drugs that can put you to sleep. Are they really putting you in that state of necessary regeneration for survival? I don't have an answer for that, but I have a sense about it that it's probably not likely. Now, they're acknowledging...
Mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, when you're in one of those emergency intervention type scenarios that you're describing,
yeah,
that, you know, when you're sleeping, there's a couple of things that are going on. You're not only needing to get physical mm-hmm. rest, but you need mental rest too.
Yes.
And, yeah. You know, you can knock yourself out and your body will stay motionless and your body will be able to recuperate to a certain extent physically, but mm-hmm. you're not going to get that mental rejuvenation.
Yeah, I think that's what we're talking about. And right. When I speak about regeneration, it's not only the physical body, but you're right, it's the other bodies, the emotional state. And if you've ever been sleep deprived, Liam used to call me Punchy McStuffins. Remember that? If I didn't get enough rest, I would get punchy. You know, I was like, dude, I'm very short. You know, I'm usually kind of cordial and kind and nice and not grandfatherly. That's Super Don. But, you know, it's kind of laid back about things. But, yeah, if I don't get enough sleep, I can get punchy. And, you know, that's part of the lack of regeneration, as you said, of the mind as well. And the emotions. Mind, body, spirit. All the connections. Now, this article is recommending something called cognitive behavioral therapy. I would argue you could, well, exercise more. If you've ever had, have you ever been so tired at night? Before normally you go to bed, oh man, I'm normally up till midnight, but dude, I'm at 9 o'clock. I feel like I need to sleep. And I look at those days and I say, what's the difference? Why do I want to go to sleep at 9? Is it because I'm chronically ill like I used to be? No, it's because I've had a day of a real good workout. I mean, I've physically worked. I'm in the garden. I'm out. You know, you're doing something and your body says, you know what? It is time to retire for the night. It's done. And that's a good thing. But very few people in our culture, Super Don, ever even come close to approaching a physical tiredness because most of us in America and the West don't do physical things for a living anymore. And so we have to artificially induce exercise.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is true.
So anyway, that's a big part of it. Exercise is a big part of it. Also, the second part of this story on sleep is actually one of your theme songs, one of your favorite new theme songs.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d- but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
All right, how many times over the years have I said, you want to go to sleep at a decent hour and get some rest, lay off the caffeinated beverages? And I know, Super Don, you don't like that. And my son, who's 16, can drink a cup of coffee, and it seems not to impact him the way that it affects his mom and his dad. Interesting.
You decided mm-hmm. to go with the I told you so theme.
Because?
I would have leaned towards the moment of duh.
Okay, all right.
On this one. Because
does
it take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you drink a caffeinated cola before mm-hmm. bedtime, that it's going to give you problems with sleeping? Hello, it's called caffeine.
but Super Don, if you read this article, and by the way, it's going to be linked up in the show notes, folks, at robertscottbell.com, the brand new, spanking new looking website, thanks to Captain Morgan. And we link this article, and you read it, and you're like, well, we're not sure why this is the case. And the study that acknowledges that sugar and caffeinated beverages not good for sleep, it doesn't prove that sugar or caffeine directly cause poor sleep. And it's like, so that's why it's sort of not a moment of doubt, because the scientists aren't sure. That's why I went to the I told you so, because I read the article. Believe it or not, Dr. Batar.
Now, see, now you've completely blown the spirit of a moment of doubt. The scientists are never sure.
Okay.
If we only played that every time they were sure, we wouldn't play it very often.
I was just trying to give some props to scientists that we were going to wait until they figured it out of doubt.
They have to earn it. Don't be so easy on them.
Because usually it's when they produce moments of doubt we get the comment on them. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But you've had too much sleep, my friend. I think you're just all over it. So people that slept no more than 5 hours a night consumed 26% more regular soda than the 7 to 8 hour sleepers, and 33% more caffeinated drinks. So again, but it's not proof. It's not proof, according to the scientists, that caffeine and sugar has anything to do with your lack of sleep. By the way, the reason that refined carbohydrates, these simple sugars, either in combination or not in combination with the caffeine, disrupt your sleep is because of the deficiency in chromium, broad spectrum deficiency in chromium. Across the spectrum, people are deficient in chromium. And if they get that blood sugar spike before bed, they're going to have that blood sugar crash about between 2 and 4 in the middle of the night. And, they're going to wake up. Some of the people are going to have hot sweats. They're going to be having the shakes. They're going to be really hungry and dizzy and confused. And it's midnight to 4 a.m. hypoglycemia. And if it doesn't happen in the middle of the night and you wake up just ravishing hungry, is that what they say? Ravishingly hungry or ravagingly hungry? Not sure which.
I would just say starving.
Starving. Stark raving, starving. Then it still is related to a deficiency in the whole food glucose tolerance factor form of chromium. Because, when you have enough adequate chromium stores in your body, you can wake up, you can go work out, you can make it through lunch and not eat lunch. And mid-afternoon, you're like, oh, yeah, I think I'm hungry now. Because you have an incredible ability at that point to convert stored energy into usable energy. It takes the chromium molecule to do that. And that's the critical difference. And, of course, they don't acknowledge that in this story. So if you do have trouble with waking up in the middle of the night, it's likely due to a GTF chromium deficiency, hypoglycemia. Now, it can also be due to liver congestion because the liver is more active while you sleep. This is part of the normal pattern. When your body goes to rest, your liver, that's a different part of your body, goes into, I won't say hyperdrive, but it's really working hard to move the things you've introduced during the day, transform them, and get them ready to be moved out of the body. Hopefully you have that good starting point of the day, that wonderful, powerful bowel movement. Yes, I said it. And you should ask your doctor about it, too. If they're not on board with your bowel movements, you maybe should find another doctor. All right, folks, we got Lori Gregory scheduled from the Mom Street Journal. There's a big report just about to be released on vaccinated versus unvaccinated children and rates of disease, chronic and acute. Stand by.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure.
Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Last year, about this time, we first saw this report at the Mom Street Journal, and it related to the vaccine injuries. You know that are, that you can find through the adverse event reporting system, the VAERS data. Of course, there is the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court, an unconstitutional court that shields you know, all liability from the vaccine makers should they injure or kill your children or you, and you have to go petition that court. But the data is out there to cull and figure out what's happening with kids who are vaccinated, injuries that are reported, but they don't make it easy. And this woman we got coming up right now, Lori Gregory from the Mom Street Journal, is about to unleash another bombshell of the data from last year, having gone through it. And I want to find out how she's doing it and what inspired her. Lori Gregory, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Lori, what motivates you to do the Mom Street Journal, in particular this incredibly taxing mental, mathematical investment of time to figure out what the government is making so difficult to figure out?
Form of torture, actually.
Yeah.
Well, what motivated me initially was I really wanted to explore the reality of vaccine injury, you know, because our government does shield vaccine makers from prosecution. You have to sue the U.S. government. It becomes, you know, public information that the government has to provide by law, because this is a public entity that is managing now this process, which is the Department of Health and Human Services. So every year they release in January a copy of the statistical results from the vaccine court from the year before. And unfortunately, it's kind of strange that we're in this information age where ease of data and statistical analysis is fairly simple, if you, you know, use a spreadsheet, you can, you know, look at different trends and you can track from year to year where there might be increases in vaccine injury or the number of cases filed. It certainly would seem to me that the Department of Public Health would have an interest in if there's an increase in, let's say, flu vaccine injury cases. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, it would seem to make sense to if the government is genuinely concerned about the health and safety of the public, that kind of information should be made available and easily recognizable or decipherable.
Well, I would think so. And what surprises me is that this particular report, which, as is typical every year, is released on a scanned PDF. So it's not a spreadsheet that's robust. It doesn't give you search features. You know, everything is literally a scanned page.
So no hyperlinks where you can click on something, go right to it, and reference it.
No, well, you go to a PDF, but it's not in a searchable format.
Wow.
So if you want to analyze the data and let's say look at what the total number of payout was for the MMR or for thimerosal or for the flu shot, you literally have to go through every single page and categorize by hand or re-data entry the entire report, which last year was 150 pages, this year is 220 pages, in order to determine what these trends are. So this year they made it even more confusing because they merged the vaccine court settlement report with other special claims court cases. So I had to go through by hand and just highlight on each page which cases were just the vaccine cases and then pluck them out separately and then categorize them by vaccine injury.
Yeah, the work you did before even got more intense. We're talking with Lori Gregory, the Mom Street Journal, themomstreetjournal.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is, in fact, breaking news. I wanted to get a little bit of background so set everybody up because we're going to talk more about the findings that you are about to release, and it's the first time I think you're speaking in broadcast media about what you found.
That's correct, and maybe I should give your listeners a little bit of background as to why I would be intrigued by this particular aspect. Following the vaccine narrative, I really thought it would be important to take a look at these numbers, given that we have vaccine mandates that are being handed out in various states, including California, like SB 277 last year. And I have a background of having worked on Wall Street. I actually used to do these kinds of statistical analyses for biotech and pharmaceutical companies when I was in Boston. And so I know that the numbers don't lie. You know, there's so much emotionality in
right.
the health freedom movement and in the vaccine injury.
Well, Lori,
movement.
Stand by. We're up against a break here. The numbers don't lie, but what are those numbers? What do they say? We're about to find out. Worldwide breaking news here on the vaccine injury issue among the kids in North America, particularly the United States.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll
there
want
you go,
the
Daniel.
Echo of water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then, also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Breaking tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show, or if you're listening to it in an archive position, you'll have links to the MomStreetJournal.com and the breaking news here. Lori Gregory has been working the numbers trying to figure out what is the payout, what are the payouts, what are the increases, where is it happening in terms of vaccine injury compensation court. And there's some shocking headlines coming out of this. Where's the old media? Where's the legacy media? Nowhere to be found. And Lori, you seem to be the only one digging deep on this and going wide with it and letting loose. So, where do we go from here in understanding this process and unleashing these numbers?
Well, I'm hoping to enlighten the narrative by posting a story in the next few hours that will encompass all the statistical trends that I see, especially relevant to comparing 2014 to 2015. For example, as you and I were talking a moment ago off air, one of the biggest standouts is that the percentage increase in payouts for the flu shot is over 1,000% increase in the vaccine court settlement report from 2015 versus 2014. So we went from 4.9 million in judgments that were paid out to plaintiffs for vaccine injury. Some of that is death, some of that is pain and suffering, some of that is lost wages. With comparing that to 2015 for over 60 million in payouts for injury from flu shot.
All right, so we're looking at 2014, 4.9 million in payouts to damage, injury, some death due to flu shots. Mm-hmm. Year 2015, a year later, over, well, you said it's a 1,000% increase, over now 60 million, 60 million.
60, and it's actually 61 if you round up. So
61 million.
That's mm-hmm. correct. The number of cases that were filed increased 32%. In 2014, we had 340 flu shot cases.
Wait a second here. Mm-hmm. I'm still stuck on this number. 1,000% increase in payout due to damage and injury from flu shot. Where is the CDC on this one? Where's the state of California that, what was it you claimed off the air that they had claimed that the Sanofi vaccine was in shortage, so they abandoned their Prop 65 ban on mercury-containing products and said, we need this, we need to give this to pregnant women and babies?
Correct. So last year during flu season, this time last year, the state of California decided to exempt the mercury law, Prop 65, which would only allow, the law was in place to protect the citizens of California from receiving any vaccines that contained mercury or thimerosal, as well as dental amalgams and other mercury-containing procedures. So the state of California last year decided to exempt that law and allow for Fluzone and Flumist, which are the flu shot formulas that are injected into pregnant women and infants ages 0 to 3 months. That was the basis. They claimed that the manufacturer of the mercury-free versions of both of those vaccines was experiencing a shortage, and as a result, the state of California needed to exempt that mercury law and allow for pregnant women and infants to receive the mercury-containing flu shots because that's all that was available. The Mom Street Journal contacted Sanofi Pasteur last year, and it took a couple weeks, but about 3 weeks later, the director of corporate communications did provide for us in writing from Sanofi Pasteur, which is the manufacturer of both of those particular Flumist and Fluzone flu vaccines, that they indeed were not experiencing a shortage.
All right, here's the headline. CDC West Coast Division is the California state government because the CDC is the ardent promoter, defender, distributor of vaccines and coverer of the issue of adverse events. We've talked about the whistleblower here since it blew out, right, and the movie Vaxxed and what it has shown. But you're saying now the state of California went one better for the CDC and said, you know what, we need the mercury-containing vaccines out there because there are shortages of the ones that don't contain mercury. And it turns out Sanofi said to you, nope, we got plenty of the mercury-free shots. But California said, no, we're going to basically suspend Prop 65 because it's some kind of emergency. Now, how does this play out? Some intrepid reporter like Jeffrey Jackson might dig into it out there and say, wait a second, 1,000% increase in payouts due to injuries from flu shots in a year, year over year, 2014 to 2015. I wonder how much of that came from California since they suspended Prop 65. I'm just asking the question, don't have the answer here.
No, it's a great question. It's an especially poignant question, Robert, when you look at the fact that Richard Pan at NYU last week was there for a medical school symposium with Dr. Offit and Dorit Reese. And one of the things he shared that we learned in that seminar was that one of the ways that he was able to sway lawmakers to pass SB 277 is he went into their offices and said, if you vote no on SB 277 and we have a breakout and children in California die, I'm going to come back and personally hold you responsible. Well, I would like to go into these cases and look deeper and start tracking how many of these cases are from California.
Yes.
And I would propose to the state lawmakers, are you going to be equally accountable for the children that are lining up to receive all of these vaccines in order to have access to the public school system if they are injured or worse? Are you going to be accountable on that end as well?
Who's going to push it back into the face of Dickie Pan, huh? When he shows up and says, I'm going to intimidate the lawmakers there and then frighten them if there's an outbreak. How about the outbreak as we see a 1,000% increase in payouts to vaccine injured and killed, perhaps children, perhaps pregnant women? We don't know the details of these, but Lori Gregory working on it to reveal it and release it in a very digestible format, because it's almost indigestible the way you've having to navigate this over at the Mom Street Journal. Incredible, incredible work. Now, it's not just the flu shot. What about the MMR? What about DPT? Is there any breakout of those details in terms of differences in payouts year over year?
Yes. So the DTaP, DTP, DPT, and DT, which are all the different forms that the vaccine court lists, because, you know, it's, of course, is the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, and various forms of that. That total payout was a 75% increase, actually, in 2015. Varicella was huge. It went from zero to 5.7 million. That's for chickenpox. And then for hepatitis B, there was a 321% increase in vaccine injury payout from 2014 to 2015, where it went from 1.9 million to over 8 million. So it's kind of interesting that we're seeing a trend. You know, it could be that, you know, Americans are waking up and they're starting to connect the dots more. We know historically the number of cases that are in the vaccine court represent a small percentage. You know, vaccine injury doctors will tell you that have studied vaccine injury, that it can be as severe as death or as mild as a rash or eczema or, you know, and then everything in between. So what we see in the vaccine court are families that have had really egregious experiences. It is not pleasant to sue the U.S. government.
No.
So, you know, the cases that are here, I mean, we're seeing these huge spikes, these huge percentage increases, and this is still just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. But it could be that, you know, we have doctors waking up. This is before Vaxxed came out, so it's going to be really interesting in January coming up, you know, just a couple
Lori,
months.
Lori, I think we're going to see from 15 to 16, 2015-16, mm-hmm. an equal or even bigger increase, because the vast majority of Americans didn't even know until recently and still don't know that there is something called a vaccine court, that they can't sue vaccine manufacturers should there be an injury. So there is an awareness shift. And what is this statistic here related to something called other? What's in the other category here?
Well, the other category is the second biggest payout for 2015, and it was for 2014 as well. And I find that really strange because, you know, there's a limited number, even though it's a long list, there is still a finite list of types of vaccine injury you can have because there's a finite type of vaccine. There's no reason to necessarily clump, you know, this information, which I feel is certain relevant for public health and would be of interest for parents, you know, to know what they're really up against in terms of looking at, you know, vaccines that are causing problems for families. That number has increased significantly as well. So for 2014, the category other, which I've spoken to a few attorneys that work in the vaccine court, and what they tell me is that that is usually indicative of a combination. You could have maybe four or five different vaccines at once, a polio, MMR, however, and so it's just the various combinations. But that's still really important when you look at that. That's the second biggest payout. So in 2014, other was $4.4 million, and in 2015, it's over $21
million. Wow. Whoa. $4.4 million up to, is it $21 or $31 million it went up to?
$21 million.
$21 million. Okay.
Yes.
That's about a five-fold increase.
Right.
Holy tamale. And we don't know what the other is.
We don't know what the other is. We would have to go back and look by case number in the VAERS database, which I'm trying to figure out if we even have access to view.
That could take months to years if we don't have enough people on this.
Yeah, that's the challenge, is that, as I mentioned to you earlier, all of this data is reported in a scanned spreadsheet. That means it's a PDF that's scanned, and my husband's actually a software engineer. He's been trying to help me figure out how to convert. But when you take this PDF and you try to convert, it comes out in all text and it's illegible. So the only way to really analyze this data statistically is to either re-keystroke in the, you know, 200-plus
right.
pages and put it in a searchable spreadsheet format so that you can, you know, follow the statistical trends, or go through and break it out by hand, which is what I've done, is go, you know, highlight each vaccine case and then make a running chart by vaccine and write down not just the judgment, Robert. You're also
yeah.
looking at massive legal bills that the U.S. government pays. You know, we pay for the lawyers whether they win or lose. And, some of these settlements, the lawyers are making millions of dollars. And, by the way, some of these are also annuities, which means that they're over million-dollar settlements that happen annually. So if there's a severe injury and someone needs care for life, they're unable to work, the government will take the settlement, put it in an annuity, and pay them annually. So a lot of these numbers are not going to ever go down because it's an annuity in perpetuity for the life of the plaintiff.
This is your government on vaccines. This is a government that doesn't want you to know the rate of injury, the danger that is very real. God bless you, Lori Gregory, for doing the work you are doing. TheMomStreetJournal.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at RobertScoutBell.com. As soon as this is published, we'll have it linked directly from the show notes here. Thank you, Lori, for being with us.
Thank you so much, Robert.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. All right, now that we told you how you can get a good night's sleep, and then you hear from Lori Gregory from the Mom Street Journal, you're like, dude, I'm never going to sleep again because this is crazy what's going on here. The stuff is coming out, the truth is coming out, and all they're doing is claiming that we're part of the Russian Politburo or something, right? That's the only their attempts to discredit the new media will fail just as sure as they failed yesterday when they were claiming we're all Russians now. And, you know, what Lori's going to be putting out, everybody go to themomstreetjournal.com, sign up for the alerts there, and it's free right now. I don't know how long she's going to keep it free because the kind of work she's doing, the government's not paying a penny for it. They would probably pay millions to stop her from doing it. That's where we are now. And, you know, you're going to see links because this report that she's culling all of this data from is presented to the president of the Senate every year. And that is, of course, the vice president, Biden. It's getting weirder and weirder. They're abusive children, not just as we've talked about it pharmacologically and in a needle, but through concepts like pedophilia, which I hate to even discuss. It's all coming home to roost. They cannot escape it. This is what's happening now. The problem is when they're this desperate, they might try scorched earth. What will that look like? Everybody guard against it. Be ready. Protect the data. Protect the information. Communicate with one another in case they try to attempt to stop this level of communication getting out to the world. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcast, as well at UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, and SoundCloud. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com. Now, how can we affect positive change in our community? We've talked about this, urban gardens. Great article here, reference to PBS NewsHour. We're not big fans of PBS, but occasionally they do a good story, and this is a good one. District of Columbia, D.C. urban gardens bring low-cost fresh produce to cities' food deserts. As I said, this is the number one priority. I know everybody's got a number one priority, so all right, number 1A for you. As I talk about, start planting a garden. Even in the winter, you can create greenhouses in communities. These things are very inexpensive to build, especially when a community gets behind it. And this group, nonprofit, DC Urban Gardens, is doing it.
And John Rappaport wrote an article just recently up at robertscottbell.com about this very issue, up to the Trump administration, saying, you know what, you want to solve some problems? Go look at what's happening in Chicago and L.A. and now D.C. with little or no government support. Some cases they might get government grants, I don't know, but it's happening without them too. Super D, this is the transformation. This is the thing that takes it out of the power of government and back into the hands of the people where it belongs.
Yeah, you know, we come across one of these stories every once in a while. And when you do, it's really cool to see how the community gets involved. And that's all it takes. You know, they keep talking about how people in these urban areas don't have the ability to be healthy because they don't have access to the food. Somebody hasn't brought the food to them, right?
Well, what they have access to, Super Don, is subsidies from the government or WIC cards, right?
Well, and that's true. But I guess the point that I'm making is that, you know, they're like looking for the government to solve the problem for them. And in these cases here, somebody took the initiative to solve the problem within the community rather than waiting for somebody to do like you're talking about, you know, some type of government program. And in this case, this DC Urban Gardens, I mean, they're taking land that has just been underutilized. It was just sitting there and they're turning it into gardens. And not only that, not only are they teaching people how to grow the food, they're also teaching people how to cook the food.
Yep. Transform, because what do the WIC cards do? The welfare cards do? They allow you to buy junk. Subsidized junk. And, you know, I don't know how many people are actually buying real food anymore and with these cards. And yet here we can help them produce that food right in their own backyard, or our side yard, front yard, in unused land in their neighborhood. They're operating at this one, Anacostia River in D.C.'s Ward 7. They strive to produce chemical-free fruits and vegetables. And it's right there. And it's teaching people, as you said, not only how to grow it, but how to prepare it. But you become a gardener. Here's the quote. It's not really all that hard to learn how to plant or be a gardener. It just takes some patience. A garden can grow anywhere once you clear out the brush and debris. A place where you take care of the outdoors, I think the air will smell better. People will feel better. Amen to that. And you can do it without government grants. Get together with your neighbors, talk about it, and put it into play. It can be done. And we're just reminding you, as I do each and every day here, that the power to grow food and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.